Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Susan Jane, and I'm from Intuitive Nature. And today we've got a very, very special guest on. Her name is Deborah Yule, and she is a feng shui consultant, but she's doing a lot of feng shui training too. So she's putting on these training programs for people to help them. Now, you're probably asking what feng shui has to do with intuition. Well, I'm going to leave that up to Deborah to tell you, because that'll be my first question I ask her. So I would love to welcome on board Deborah Yule, our feng shui expert here. Welcome on board, Deborah.
Thank you, Sue. It's my great pleasure to be here, and I would love to share what intuition and feng shui have in common. So I believe that we all are very intuitive beings, and what happens is over time we've become very desensitized to that, and we take on far too much information from other people about what we should be doing and when we should be doing it and how we should be doing it, and we lose track of listening to our own intuition. So feng shui is a way of arranging our environments so that we're more in tune with our environments and with our own intuition. And the reason we are more in tune with our intuition when we apply the feng shui principles to our environment is because we're no longer or not as desensitized, because we're living more in the flow of life. So often we think we're going to do something and we're going to put a particular colour cushion in a particular place, and someone comes along and says, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You should do X, Y, Z instead. We're actually no longer listening to our intuition. And often when I go in and do a consultation with people, the thing that they want to do is the thing that's going to give them the best flow of energy in their home. And that other person who came in and took that away from them, actually took their own intuition away from them. So most of the time, we actually know what the best things to do are for ourselves. It's just we've got a society at the moment where there's so much input from other people that we stop listening to ourselves and we start listening to everyone else.
Okay. I like where you're going with that. I often have it where you'll ask somebody for some advice or some guidance, and they will give you that information, or they'll give you some of it, and then you go, you take that on board, you take part of it on board, but then you allow other aspects of you to come through. And so they may suggest a particular colour or a particular cushion, but your idea is a little bit of that, but a little bit of what you've got, you know, what your intuition is coming through. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Okay, so what I'm seeing is, and I'm just, you know, putting it back to you. So what I'm seeing that feng shui is going to help us is get, because I know feng shui is about the chi and the flow of energy, but that's also going to help our personal flow in our energy as well.
Absolutely. So we talk about in feng shui doing things in the physical environment so that we can bring that into our internal environment. So as we make change in the physical, it creates a change within us. So the words feng shui literally translate as wind and water. So we can see water. We can physically see where the water is, but we can't see the wind. We can only see the effect of the wind. We can see that it's blowing the leaves in the tree, for example. So when we make changes in our physical or our seen environment, then it creates a change in our unseen environment, at our inner being.
Whoops. You keep throwing me when you stop. I'm getting so involved in what you're saying. I'm loving it. Okay, so we've looked at that. So we've looked at the connection between feng shui and our intuition and how we react and respond. I know personally the differences between your home and your workplace. You know, can we get feng shui happening for us in both areas? And will it affect other people around us?
Absolutely. So I always suggest that people start with feng shui in the home, but I've done a lot of consultations for workplaces. I've done them for people working in workplaces, and I've also done them for the owners of those workplaces. Now, if I start by doing a consultation for an owner in a workplace, invariably I will ultimately end up doing a consultation for the home as well. If I start with the home, I won't necessarily always do the workplace. Now, the reason for that is that our home is our sanctuary. It's the place where it nurtures our soul. So if we've got home right, we're automatically going to take those principles into the workplace and every other place that we go and get that right.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So with the listeners that are here today, what we want to really focus on is the home and then how we can implement the workplace as well if we're going that way. So that's really, really good. I had another question. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I've lost it. What would you suggest next, Deb?
Okay, so if you've got a workplace where you're working in the workplace and it's a toxic environment, and unfortunately many, many people do work in toxic workplaces, in many ways the shutdown and working from home has been very good because people have actually been able to leave toxic workplaces, still continue to work, but they haven't had to put up with all the stuff from other people in that space. They've just been able to get on and do their job and work very efficiently. But if you are actually having to go out to work and you're in a toxic workplace, there are some really simple things that you can do. So the first one is, if it's possible to bring a small multifaceted crystal into the space, into your space. So into even maybe...
Can I just ask, Deb, where would you get something like that, like the little crystals?
So I know this is being streamed all over the world. So if you go into a Swarovski crystal shop, right, mm-hmm. and you want a little 20 mil, which is about that size there, little 20 mil crystal, and you can put that under your desk. So I would put it under the middle of the desk. So because what happens is that radiates out from that central point and it has that energy spreading evenly, making that a nice little cocoon for you to be in. So what you want is, so these crystals are man-made. So if you think about lead crystal glasses, lead crystal vases, lead crystal bowls, so it's a man-made, it's circular, and it's got a little tapered end at one end, which is the bit that you'd adhere it to the underneath of the desk with. You could use blue tack for that, or that's what I use, so I suggest you use blue tack. And just have that energy coming out from that just to start to provide that little nurturing space just in the place where you're sitting.
I was just going to ask too, while you're doing that, what are some of the little things that they may notice happening, like some of those little changes? So they've got this environment at work. They've popped the crystal in, this beautiful lead cut crystal, underneath their desk. What are some of the little things that they could feel or experience or be aware of just so they know that that's happening?
So that space, you've brought a little bit of calm and a little bit of balance to that space. So hopefully it means that some of the more noxious energies or the people with those noxious energies, because generally speaking they're attached to people, will stay away. So they're not going to come in and crowd in that space in quite the same way. But that's only one of the things that you can do. There's you kind of need to do a little bit more than just one thing. Now, I was working in an accountancy office and it wasn't the greatest space to be in. So the things that I did is I created what we call a Bagua daisy. So a Bagua daisy is made up of the eight colours that go around the Bagua. So the Bagua is generally a map that we put over a space to determine where our prosperity corner is, or our career corner might be, or our relationship sector might be. And there's eight colours that go with that on a daisy. So I'm going to give you the colours. So if you just make the centre little bud on the daisy, if you make the centre piece yellow, and then around the outside you'd have pink, Sorry, I've put my fingers down, otherwise I'll get confused here. we start with pink. We go to white, to silver, to black or a dark blue, to a like a eggplanty colour, to a green, to purple, to red. So those are the colours of the petals of the daisy. So you'd end up with 8 petals on the daisy. And you could also place that underneath the centre of your desk. So these aren't visible. Nobody can see them. You're just energetically putting these cures in place. The third thing that you can do is that you can maybe get some little affirmations cards. So what I did when I was working in this less than ideal environment is I brought some affirmations calendars and I chopped the little affirmations off the back of them and I popped them in my drawer. So when I was having a particularly hard day or somebody was being particularly difficult, I could just open up my drawer, look down and have an affirmation that was there that kind of told me to just keep going, that things would get better. And over a period of time, I actually left that workplace. So just do some things to make you feel better. Another thing that you can do is bring in a photograph of people that make you feel good about yourself. It might be a loved one. It might be family, might be a group of friends that you go out with. Doesn't have to be on display, right? I know some workplaces are very anti having any form of personalization, but it's, once again, it's something that you can either have in your handbag or you can slip in a drawer and you can just open it, see it there. You could also think about having an angel to watch over you. So I have a little silver angel that has crystals in it, once again, courtesy of Swarovski. And you could just have that somewhere just so you know there's that benevolent being helping to send good energy your way. So all these little reminders to make you feel better about being in that space, because what happens is that we feel so bad about being in that space, we need a way of turning that energy around so that we're actually coming stronger in our power and other people notice that change in us and they start to treat us a little bit differently. And the other thing that happens is because you're no longer vibrating at the energy of that, you may attract other offers to you or other jobs to you. You may find you start to look more hopefully and you may not be there for that long.
Wow. So let me just reiterate. There was the crystal under the desk.
Yeah.
That was one of the things. Affirmations, the little affirmation cards. Yep. There was a picture of somebody that, or pictures of people that inspire you or make you feel good or are positive role models for you. So you could have them anywhere around there too. You could even have them on your computer screen, couldn't you?
Absolutely, you could. But you see, once again, some workplaces won't allow you to do that. So okay, you have about ways, and I'm not saying you have to be discreet. If you can, look, you don't want to have your workplace look like a shine to your personal life. So, no. But you want, I always suggest about 3 forms of personalization in the space. And there's one other thing I'd like to mention.
Yep.
If you feel like you're being attacked from behind, like you don't have a solid wall behind you, and often when we're in cubicles, we've got our backs exposed. You might notice I've actually got an orange chair, so my back's protected. Mm-hmm. You can have a red jumper, a red jacket, anything in the fire colour spectrum, so red, pink or orange, and put them on the chair behind you to protect your back. Now, I actually had a girl that had a receptionist position. She was in a corridor. So everybody was always walking up and down behind her. She took a jacket to work with her. It was actually too small for her, but she took a jacket to work with her, put it on the back of the chair and left it there. And within several weeks, she'd been moved into a smaller office where she actually had a wall behind her and she didn't constantly have the stream of people walking backwards and forwards behind her. So we say that people won't walk through fire to attack us. So the red, pink, orange, the fire-coloured items, it's like somebody's not going to come and walk through fire to bash us over the back of the head.
Oh, that is so interesting, because look at my cushion.
Woohoo! That's
fantastic. And I have that on the back of my
head. It's great. Hello, gorgeous.
No, I just love it. Hello, gorgeous. So, yeah, when you started saying that, I went, oh, I've got to show you my cushion. For those on the podcast who aren't watching the video, my cushion is like a reddy orange in colour, and it's got a white Hello Gorgeous written across it. So that's
what I'm talking about. So it's very uplifting.
Yeah, so that's lovely. Okay, so we've covered off on the home. What about, at the workplace, we want about three articles or areas that we want to actually help improve. So there's the crystal, there's the affirmation cards, there's the images of people. There is your little angel, you said. I have a Buddha in the back here, so I find that that's my sort of go-to. And then if you're still having trouble, get something red or orange behind you as a form of protection.
Yeah. Look, the red or orange behind you is probably quite high on my scale list of things that you could do. I work from a home office these days. I don't have to go out to work anywhere or deal with people during the day. But if you're in an office with other people, then that would be one of the first things that I would look at doing.
Okay, cool. All right, we've covered off on that. Now I'd like to cover off a bit more on the home area, because that's something we can adjust ourselves quite easily. So I'm gonna let you go with that, and I'll get off this screen.
Okay, no problem. So we say in feng shui that the entranceway is the most important room in the home. It's where we welcome opportunity into our space. So when we talk about the entranceway, that's from, say, the number on the letterbox. It's from the door knocker at the door. It's from when we open the front door. So if we've got one piece of artwork or one item that we absolutely love and adore, then that should really have pride of place in the home in the entranceway. So we really want to make that welcoming, that we feel at home, we feel comfortable, we feel that we can relax when we walk into our homes. We don't want our homes to feel like a battle zone. We want to have that calming feeling when we come in. And that really starts from when we drive up the road, so when we're approaching the house. So if you've got a front garden, having some pretty colourful flowers in the front garden, but so you feel good when you come up there, cleaning the litter box, maybe replacing it, making sure you've got a lovely welcome mat at the front door, making sure that the noise that the bell makes, you like the sound of it. I had one client who had two doorbells. One had been left there by the previous people and the kids used to ring it and she hated it. So in her case, it was taking away the one she didn't like and keeping the one that she did like. So we really want to make that that entranceway, the path that you take to get to the front door, as welcoming as possible. Just while we're on the subject, you also want to take your rubbish out the back. So we liken our homes to our bodies. So once again, talking about the seen and the unseen. In this case, we know about acupuncture. We talk about feng shui as being acupuncture for the home. So we want to make sure that the good stuff, the new fresh qi, so qi is energy, comes in through the front door. And the rubbish or the garbage actually gets taken out through the back door. Now, if you're in a unit or somewhere where you only have one door in and out of the space, then what I suggest you do is that you consider taking the rubbish out on a separate trip to when you're going out walking or in the car. Now, so often what happens is that we pile stuff up by the front door and we think, oh, I'll grab that on my way out to wherever it might be. We actually want to, when we're getting it ready to take out, we actually want to take it out at that point, not leave it by the front door to be taken out when we're going somewhere else. I know it seems like a pain, but you'll actually find that your life flows so much better if you make a point of doing that, because you've cleared your head. You don't have this extra thing in your head that you've got to think about, you've got to remember to do. You've actually dealt with that. You've done that thing. The second most important room in our homes is the bedroom. It's the place where hopefully we're sleeping at least 8 hours a night. So we want to have that as the bedroom. So really the bedroom has two purposes. It's for sleeping and it's for intimacy. It's really not a place to have family photographs. You don't want your computer in that space. You don't want lots of distractions. You don't want in children's rooms, you don't want lots of bright colours and animals and things. You want it to be a place where that they can sleep. You can get that rest. You can be nurtured. Ideally, you'd have a separate space for the office. You'd have a separate space for the children's toys. Now, I get that that's not always possible. So the way around that is to cover them when they're not in use. So have a sheet that you can throw over or put up some screens so you've actually sort of partitioning off part of the room, both for the toy playing and also for the computer. It's not a place for exercise equipment. If I haven't covered what it is that you've got and you're thinking, I'm not sure I should really have this in the bedroom, then you probably shouldn't have it in the bedroom. The other big
I've got something like that in the bedroom. I have my walker in the bedroom.
So just get a screen, you know, those little screens you can get. Yeah. So that you can separate it off from the rest of the bedroom, so you're not looking at it when you're in rest or intimacy mode.
Okay. All right. So hang on, I'm just going to run over what you've already said. So I'll just share this. Hang on. I just want to share you this thing, see if I can share it properly. Okay. Yes, that one.
Beautiful. That's your front end.
Yeah, that's my front. My front. We've been working on that, and we've got our Buddha and our water and that there. When you were talking about the entrance and things like that, I've only ever looked at it as the back door. You know, the front door. So I've never sort of thought of it as the whole space. So yeah, I just wanted to show you that. I was so pleased with my front yard.
Can I make a couple of comments on that?
Yeah.
I can't tell from here, and they may not be, but a couple of the plants look a bit spiky to me.
Yes.
And so we don't want spiky plants can be used to deter people. So if you're getting a lot of people you don't want, then that could be a good thing.
Where's the other one? Yeah, that's my other spot.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, because there is the these are quite spiky, but they were round as well.
I wasn't meaning the red ones, actually. I was just behind that. So
here?
Yes, there and up the other side of the steps.
This side? This side?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the palm, and the leaves are quite round. But have a look at the jade, my jade up there.
That is awesome. So one of the other things that we say in Feng Shui is when we have jade at the front and the jade at the back, we'll never want for anything. So yours looks like it's a large leaf jade. So that's a great thing to have there, Sue.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I'll take that off now, sorry.
Sensational.
So what we were looking at then is, so making sure the front is welcoming, not just for visitors but also for yourself. That's what I really got out of that, what you were saying, because often, like, I'll actually come in through the driveway, through the garage, and when I get and then I actually enter behind that front door that you saw. So I need to have that welcoming there as well. I need to have that space.
Say that we really want to have the energy going in and out of the front door. So mm-hmm. If we're looking for new opportunity, we really want to be energizing the front door by using it. So we actually park our cars in the garage, and in most years we'll go in via the front door. So we'll actually take the groceries out of the car, walk out of the garage, and then go in and out of the house through the front door.
Okay. I've got a separate entrance that goes up behind my front door, and we end up at the same landing.
Yeah, so take the dog for a walk through the front door, go, you know, find some excuse to be using that front door energy.
Okay, cool. That's interesting then. Okay, so it's all about that front end energy and making sure when we're coming home to something that feels good. So remove anything that doesn't make you feel comfortable.
Get rid of it.
Yep, and allow that space to be welcoming and your place of safe.
Yeah, but plus we're the person that lives there. So often in our homes we do things to make it look nice for other people, but we're the people that are living in the home. It needs to make us feel good. I had a client quite a number of years ago now, and she had a house that was really a show home for other people. She didn't really love any of the stuff. She just wanted it to look good so she'd fit in with her wealthier friends. But it didn't actually do anything for her because she'd gathered all these things up from op shops and places. She didn't love any of it. She just had it because she felt it elevated her in other people's eyes. But we need to make our home a space that makes it feel good and safe for us.
Okay, cool.
Because otherwise we're not in our own intuition. We're always pleasing other people rather than doing what's right for us. And really when we're tapping into our intuition, it's about doing the thing that's right for us.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's the front. And then you started to talk about the bedrooms and delegating areas. So what I got out of it, if you've got an office space or a computer space, delegate the area for that and either screen it or cover it to define. So it's not there all the time creating that energy, but to define that that's that space. Is that correct?
It's really about when you're sleeping or when you've got intimacy happening in the bedroom, about not having that other external energy which doesn't fit with that. Our modern homes tend to often have the bathroom almost coming into the bedroom as well. That's a really big no-no because water is one of the energies we don't want in the in the bedroom. So we really want to have look, I'm all for having en-suites, right? I'm not into going down the back of the yard in the middle of the night, walking through the cold grass to get to the outhouse. I'm really very happy to have internal bathrooms. But our bathrooms are energies, an energy we don't want to have mixing with the kitchen or the bedroom or the lounge. They're a very separate energy that we want to close off from the rest of our living space.
Okay, right. So, yes, so en-suites, yeah, preferably with a door so you could close them off?
Definitely with a door so you can close it off.
Okay, well, miserable there. Okay, well, hang on, Deb. If I've got an open en-suite and we have put like the concertina, beautiful wooden concertina across most of it, so it's only got one space. What is one of the things that I could do to help my space there? Or if I have got an area that I want to delegate, when you're talking about having an office area that's not actually its own room, what sort of things that can I put there to help the feng shui flow?
Well, you've done the right thing, right? By putting that concertina screen up, that's a fantastic thing to do because you've blocked it from the view of the bedroom. Yeah. And that's also what you really want to do with the walker or with the office or with the children's play areas, so defining the separate areas. Now, often we don't have that much space, right? So it may be a matter of just covering it with a sheet or something when it's not in use. So I formerly lived in a house where the first thing that you saw when you came in was the television. So we made a real point of making sure the television got covered so it wasn't the thing there saying, hey, look at me, turn me on. And I had a cover over it. The current home that we live in has a little nook that it's tucked into. So unless you're going specifically there to watch the television, you don't go and use that space. It's a dedicated space for the television. So you really want to have it peaceful without things clamoring for your attention all the time. But you want to have objects that really raise and lift your vibration, lift your energy, and make you feel good about being in that space. Because when you feel good, you've got all this chatter going on in your head. And when you haven't got all that chatter going on in your head, you can think more clearly and your intuition is going to be much more open to receiving messages and you're actually going to be able to hear those messages instead of them just adding to the noise that you're hearing.
Yes, exactly. Now, the other thing I want to, because we're getting a bit low on time now, so I just wanted to let, I've got the little ticker going in down at the bottom and it says you can book a feng shui consultation with you, Deborah, by calling 0423 630 928. Now, I am saying all that because this is a podcast as well, so it's great having that visual, but I wanted to make sure people knew about you. The other thing is to your website, which is fengshuimiracles.com.au. It's an Australian business. Deb's here on the Gold Coast where I live, so in Australia, so that's why we're into the shoestring tops now. It's starting to get really warm here.
The beautiful Burley Beach in the picture behind me.
Ah, there you go. It's beautiful. So if they wanted to connect with you again, Deb, so they wanted to you're doing training now. Is this training to become a feng shui consultant?
So I provide trainings for people looking to become feng shui consultants. And I can provide other workshops and I can do things by Zoom and all those wonderful modern day conveniences that we have. whatever it is that you're interested in, if you'd like to connect with me, we can see what we can do to help you out with what it is that you're looking for.
Yep. And one of the big, oh, I've got to tell them the story about mine. Deborah, when she came to, when I was staying in this little, we were living in a little unit. It was a standalone unit, three-bedroom unit. And Deborah had come around and she sort of went, oh, she didn't say a lot. She was very polite, very pleasant. But the next time she popped around, she brought me this little silver tin. So it, do you remember this, Deb?
Yeah.
So she brought me this little silver tin and she said, told me where I needed to put it. And I said, well, what do I put in it? And she goes, well, put in whatever you want. At that particular time, we were in this, like I said, this little tiny unit, and I wanted to move into our own bigger place. I mean, we owned that little unit, but we were looking at a bigger house, something where, you know, the kids could be and where we could enjoy. So I remember, you know those, I don't know if you get them in America, but we have those homes, those like Martyr homes or Boys Town homes. Yeah, where you buy the tickets to win a home. One of those was there. So I folded up and I popped it in the tin and put the tin aside. It wasn't until we put the tin where I was supposed to. It wasn't until we moved into our beautiful home, and you saw a big picture of that before. It's a lovely home. And as I'm unpacking, this little tin came out, and I just couldn't believe it, because basically what that image was in there was what we were moving into.
Wow. So,
yeah, it was. I got goose pimples when I opened this tin up, and I showed my partner and I said, oh my goodness, look at this. This is what we wanted. And I think it was like 2 or 3 years it took. This is what I wanted 2 or 3 years ago. This is what we've got. And it was just beautiful. So feng shui has a really good way of doing that. And the way that it was connected with my intuition was that I put that out there as well. That's what I wanted. I put the mental thought into it. I put the positive energy into it. And then the feng shui, the practical side of it, came in too to help bring it all about. So it's amazing. It's amazing little, it's another tool, isn't it?
It is, because that little tin, silver is the colour of synchronicity. So you could equally have used tin foil or alfoil to wrap that in. So it's about an affirmation of something that we're looking to bring into our life. And it's putting that in the northwest corner, which is the synchronistic events corner. So it's about connecting with the universe so that all the things synchronistically fall into place to allow that to happen and to bring that to us. And you were quite focused on that. A lot of people can get very scattered. So it's a matter of being quite focused on what it is that you really want. Not what you think you should want.
Yes, yeah, so absolutely.
What's actually right for you deep in your heart.
Oh, that's amazing. I just love it. All right, so if anybody wants to know any more about feng shui, you can contact Deborah, like I said, on 0423 630928. That is an Australian number. So if you want to connect with her, it might be best if you're in America, and I've got a lot of listeners in America. It is www.fengshuimiracles.com.au, so Australian, what am I saying, business, Australian business. So thank you so much, Deb, for being on the show. It's brilliant. If anybody has any little tips, put it down on the YouTube. This will be on YouTube. Put it down on the bottom part. Oh, God, I'm shocking with names. I am just going to bring up the branding. I'm going to say bye for now. I'm going to say goodbye, Deb, and thank you for coming on board.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been lovely.
Okay, thanks, Deb. So that's it from me. I will end this video now, and I will catch up with you next week. What am I talking about? Okay, bye for now, guys.